God.
God
gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Power of the Tongue. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
God will bless a place. Even with cussing, ungodly folks involved in it, He'll bless it for your sake.
Yes.
We got examples in the Scripture, don't we? We got examples how God blessed enterprises and businesses and situations that were owned and headed up by idol worshipers, heathens, ungodly as could be, but because of one of God's people were involved in it and believe in Him, He blessed the thing and prospered it for their sake. As long as they were there. Because in the blessing of it was their blessing. So if you're going to be involved in something, talk good over it. Everything's got issues and people make mistakes and problems. I mean, where are you going to go and where are you going to work? Where there's not human beings involved that are saying and doing dumb stuff and making mistakes. You're not going to find a place like that. So you bring light to it yourself. Bring blessing and increase to it yourself. Even if they don't know these things, don't push it off on them. And you don't have to be vocal and pushy about it. But if somebody that you're working with or somebody that's over you in a situation, they make some bad confession about sales or about projections or about production. Then when you go around the corner, you go back to your desk, you go back to your workstation, under your breath you say, no, we'll have plenty of work. We'll have great sales. Huh? You know how to do that. They may not know. You do. You do. I see your face in here all the time. I know you've heard these things. I know you know these things. So come on, do what you know and make your mouth do its duty and put your words to work for you and for them. Be a blessing to them. Be a bigger blessing to their enterprise than they even know. Because you're using your faith behind the scenes and you're saying the right thing. Even when other people are saying the wrong thing, you're saying the right thing. And they don't believe in their words very much most of the time. And if you do believe in your words, then there's a fall to the ground and yours will carry weight. Somebody say, thank you, Lord. And there's a number of folk. The Lord has you in that place just for that. They need you and they don't even know it. And He has you in that place, in that position, to give Him they have a good heart. They just, and there's some good things about them, but they're just so ignorant of God and of His things and the way so that His things work. And the Lord loves them and He wants to bless them. He wants to bring them into full salvation and full blessing. And so He got you in there to begin to, then you'll know the inside workings and you have a right to say and believe some things, and it'll just give God more and more inroad into their stuff and their lives. Hallelujah. Next thing you know, they'll be joining you in making these confessions and believing the right thing. Would you turn here in Proverbs, go back to the 6th chapter, please. Chapter 6. Proverbs 6 and 2. He said, you are snared with the words of your mouth. You are taken with the words of your mouth. The word snare means to be caught. Captured means to be trapped. Can your words trap you? Trapped by what you said. Proverbs 13:3. Proverbs 13:3, he that keeps his mouth keeps his life. But he that opens wide his lips shall have destruction. Some folks teaching like this irritates them. And they go, I was watching every word you say. That just puts me in bondage. I'm just going to say what I think. Just open wide your mouth and you'll have destruction. Just say whatever crosses your mind and feelings. But if you'll keep your mouth, what else are you keeping? You're keeping your life. You're keeping your life. In Proverbs 18:7. Proverbs 18:7, a fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. So many times folks think, well, it's this natural thing that's limiting me or that's trapping me. It's these people or it's this situation or these circumstances or this lack or these symptoms that's trapped me, that's limited me, that's holding me down. But it's being ignorant of spiritual forces. God is bigger than any of this lack or symptoms or circumstances, isn't He? And really the thing that has trapped these individuals is what's coming out of their own mouth. Because they're saying, I can't, and we don't have, and they won't let me, so we're not able to, so we'll never have. And they think the stuff and the people around them are trapping them, but according to the Scripture, what's trapping them? Their mouth. What if they said, no weapon formed against me will prosper? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I will have abundance. I have favor everywhere I go. Everything I need, the Lord will put in my hand. We will do this thing. It'll happen. What if you said it in the face of seeming impossible circumstances and problems? Well, there's nothing too hard for the Lord. Then instead of your mouth being trapping you and being your destruction, your mouth would deliver you. Proverbs 12:6. Proverbs 12:6, the words of the wicked are to lie in wait for blood, but the mouth of the upright, what will happen? Shall deliver them. What will deliver the upright? Their mouth. The mouth of the upright shall deliver them. What does a fool's mouth do to him? It destroys him. Traps him. Catches him, traps him, destroys him. But the mouth of the upright will deliver him. Even if you had symptoms of bondage and habits and addiction and everything else, we've learned how to say, the Lord has delivered me. The Lord has delivered me from all the power of darkness. He has delivered me. I'm free. I'm free from this. And you can say it when you don't look like it and when you don't feel like it, and your mouth will deliver you. But if you say, I can't get free, I'm addicted, I can't get free, I've tried everything, I've done everything, there's no help for me, it's hopeless, then it is, if you say so. In the 21st chapter of Proverbs, Proverbs 21 and 23, whoso keeps his mouth and his tongue keeps his soul from troubles. I know, having walked with the Lord for a few years now and been privileged to know some of these things for a few years, the Lord will just prompt me. You'll be going along, something will come up, and the Lord will prompt me. Watch what you say about this. Now, if I'm already talking, I'm late, right? But if I'm practicing, checking to see what I should say before I say it, then the Lord's got an opportunity to do that with me and check me and say, watch what you say. And I just know in a moment of time, the enemy would try to cause me trouble here. But if I'll say the right thing, I'll just slam the door in his face. and opened the door for the Lord to work for me. And I know in my heart that so many situations, the enemy was trying to set up something for me, problems in this, and by the Lord helping me to say the right thing and not yield to that, not give place to it, we saved ourselves and our life from all kind of troubles that we just never had. And as the leader over the church here and over the ministry here, the Lord will deal with me like sometimes talking to Phyllis or talking to some of the staff or somebody. You know, we'll just be talking and I won't be thinking about it. And then the Lord will prompt me. Watch that. That thing right there. And so I'll tell them. And it's not a matter of me jumping on them about their confession. I'm just saying, hey, watch this. Watch this area right here. Why? The Lord, He's showing us things to come. He's helping us to save our soul from troubles. How many like the idea of slamming the door in the devil's face? And no matter what he was trying to set up for you, you just give him no place. Give him no opportunity. And does it matter what's coming out of our mouth in regard to these things? How much does it matter? It's a matter of life and death. Scripture said so. Go with me, if you would, to the Psalms. Psalm 106, I believe it is. Psalm 106. And verse 32. This is talking about God's dealings with that first generation of Israelites that He brought out of Egyptian bondage. How He used Moses. And it said that they angered the Lord at the waters of strife, so that it went ill with Moses for their sakes. It went bad for Moses in this situation, because of what they did and what Moses did. Verse 33. Because they provoked His spirit, so that He did what? He spoke unadvisedly, the King James says, with His lips. And it went bad for Him. It went ill for Him. Another translation, the God's Word translation says, since they made Him bitter, so that He spoke recklessly. Why did He speak recklessly? Bitter, and we see anger was involved in this. The easy to read translation says, they upset Moses and He spoke without stopping to think. Recklessly. The complete English version, it says, then Moses got into trouble for speaking in anger. Now, it's commonly accepted that people get mad and they get upset and they say stuff that they didn't mean, and so they can just say, well, you know, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. No big deal. We all say stuff that we shouldn't say. And this is an ungodly attitude. It is not okay for us to just yield to feelings and influences and say things and speak rashly and recklessly.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Power of the Tongue, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.